Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones, and especially brought to you with the generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and we've got a great acoustic session for you here this morning as, for the first time, the Campbell Stevens Project comes to our show to play us some summer blues. How are you guys today?
Wonderful.
Great.
Happy to be here.
That's great to have
you. At our age, we're happy to be anywhere.
What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to, since it's Sunday morning, we're going to play a nice mellow tune that Cole wrote called Blues Is My Religion.
Excellent. Here is the Campbell Stevens Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Blues is my religion. Bow your head and pray with me. Blues is my religion. Bow your head and pray with me. Light come down and strike me. Ooh, give me a chance to see. Tried without your help, Lord. Didn't make it very far. Tried without your help, Lord. Didn't make it very far. Help me on my path now, so I'll be among the stars. Open up my heart, Lord. Teach me understand. Show me how to love me and my brothers across the land. Wash away my troubles, lift this burden off of me. Wash away my troubles, lift this burden off of me. Send it far away, Lord, so my shoulders will be free. show me how to serve you, so your kingdom will be done. Show me how to serve you, so your kingdom will be done. Show me now, my Father. Show me I'm your son. Bow your head and pray with me. Blues is my religion. Bow your head and pray with me. Light come down and strike me, and give me a chance to see. Light come down and strike me. Ooh, give me a chance to see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with the Campbell Stevens Project here on a Sunday morning. And I'll tell you what, you guys seem to be really exploring the early blues sound, wouldn't you say?
I think that's a good description, Hunter.
Yeah. Like, who do you guys listen to as far as this type of blues is concerned?
Lightnin' Hopkins, that's for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Sun House, Muddy Waters, all the Delta blues masters in the pre-war era.
Yeah, do you do some of their music, or
actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do.
We're talking with Cole Stevens and Jack Campbell. They're the Cole Stevens Project. Let's get into a little bit about you guys. Cole, let's start with you. I'm not that familiar with you. We just met this morning. How long have you been here in the area, and how long have you been doing the blues?
Well, I've been doing the blues probably about 40 or 50 years. I've been living here in Virginia Beach now for about 2.5 years. I moved here from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm born and raised in California, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what made you go out to Louisville?
We were just kind of getting tired of the gangs and shootings and killings, and we decided to...
Really? That's what it's like in California?
Well, that's where it was in my neighborhood, and it was a really nice, quiet neighborhood until there was a couple, three murders. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we decided to move on.
Now, what turned you on to the blues?
The person who I hold responsible for doing that was... my childhood nanny, she was a Creole gal named Mary Campbell from New Orleans. And she used to take me to her house on the weekends. And I'd sit in the living room and watch folks spin 45 records of all the, you know, the old Delta masters and the current contemporary blues and R&B and stuff. And I was just sitting there in a corner eating my shrimp gumbo, just watching this all go down. And I just, frankly, I never heard any music like that. And I was just hooked immediately.
Well, you play a really nice-looking guitar there. Where'd you get the bottleneck guitar?
This is a national tricone. I used a couple of them during our show. This one is, these were made, originally invented and made for jazz guitar players, because back in the late 20s, early 30s, where they really weren't using amplifiers yet, mm-hmm. traditionally. And the guys playing in big horn bands just couldn't be heard, and they were looking for something louder. And this can get kind of loud sometimes.
Well, you'll have to go to our Facebook page to look at the pictures of this guitar. It's beautiful. It's silver. It looks like a Mercedes of guitars.
Yeah, in its previous life, I'm sure it was a Buick front bumper.
And Jack, thanks for coming on the show for the first time. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, and thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. You've been playing the harp for a long time, and I know you've been in a band for a really long time, and or at least a couple of years. How does this feel to you after being in a band?
Very laid back.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's I like it. We play earlier in the day, and you know, everything's really laid back and much quieter, so everything's good.
Yeah, so where do you guys play a lot, around here?
Oh, well, this afternoon we're playing at Froggy's.
Oh.
That's right out on Shore Drive. Yeah. And then, gosh, 1 week from today, it's going to be a busy couple of weeks, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
1 week from today, we're at the local IBC, which is International Blues Challenge Qualifier, and that's over at Papa Chicho's over in Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe that's just a week away.
Yeah.
And then... Next Thursday, which is the 21st, we're going to be with the whole band, the Delta Daggers, that's Cole's band. We're going to be at the Town Center in Virginia Beach, right by the fountain. Nice free outdoor concert, lots of dancing and stuff going on. And then on the 28th, we're at Red Bones in Chesapeake on Battlefield.
Wow.
The 29th, we're right down the street at Busky's, Battlefield and Hanbury Road. And then on the 30th, we're up at Barrett's Seafood in Williamsburg, right by Duke of Gloucester Street.
So you guys are busy.
Yes.
Busy, yeah, sure busy, am. Busy. Yeah. What kind of reaction when you're out playing this type of blues do you get from the crowd, say? You
know? Oh, I can answer that, if I may.
Sure.
You know, when we first started, you know, you're just kind of working things out, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then we had a CD release party. And let me just say, when we're working things out, we would get polite applause, and we would get some blues enthusiasts would come out and just they'd come up to us and say, just really love it, really enjoying it, but not the whole crowd. They wouldn't be like totally into it. But we had a CD release party at Red Bones a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and that was the night, Hunter. That was the night that it went from polite applause to enthusiastic applause. Yeah, so we felt really good about that, and it's been that way ever since.
Right. Now, the album is called Summer Soul Session, and we'll get to that and the making of that here in a minute. What else would you like to play for us? We're talking with the Campbell Stevens Project.
Well, know. What do you say we play something off of that CD, Cole, like The Only Time You Got?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, here is the Campbell Stevens Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Talking about yesterday. Time, they say, keeps on rolling, but time ain't measured that way. Time ain't something that you wear on your wrist. Time ain't something that you hold in your fist. Time ain't something that you put on a list. Time, babe, the only time you got is right now. reclaim your past. You can try and put time in a bottle, but you can't work it to save your time. Means something that you swing on a chain. Time means something that you can't blame. Time means something that makes you vain. Time, babe, the only time you got is right now. Give it to me, Jack. Oh, money and how it flies when you're having fun. Time can be more precious than a pot of gold, but there ain't no place to buy you some. Time means something that you can cry about. Time means something that you can lie about. Time means something that about. Time, babe, the only time you got is right now. Time, babe, the only time you got is right now.
Well.
Stevens project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
We live for applause, Hunter.
I like that little laugh you put in there every now and then. That was really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk about the record here, the Summer Soul Session. Is most of this original music, or what would you say?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Really? All original. Sure.
You wrote all these songs.
Yeah.
And where did you record them?
Well. Suffering Bar Snail Studio, of course. Where else would you record a CD called Summer Soul Session?
Really? Is that the name of the studio?
Absolutely.
You're not just pulling my leg.
No, friend. Bob Cross.
Oh, okay. Is Bob living?
He's got an awesome set of tools, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And is he local? Or
Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So how long did it take you to record?
A few hours.
They're all first takes?
Let's see. Pretty much.
Basically.
Really? So you just went in the studio and knocked out of it. How many songs were in there?
No, they weren't. They weren't all first takes. We can't say that. Three or four takes.
And how many songs are on the record?
Eight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a missing one. That mysterious ninth one, we don't know what happened to it.
It
got away.
So you got
after
in there.
We took that break and had what kind of whiskey was that?
It was Basil Hayden.
Yeah.
So you recorded a ninth, and when you got the record back from the record company, it was only eight.
Something like, you can believe that if you want. It was probably more involved with that. Had to, more to do with the Basil Hayden.
Yeah. Well, this is obviously acoustic blues, and the Delta Daggers, what's that kind? What do you guys do with the Delta Daggers? What a great name for a band, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's kind of an electric version of this.
Uh-huh.
Little harder hitting, and we do a lot of swing style, a lot of Chicago shuffle style blues, and you know, influenced little light jazz from the New Orleans Delta area.
How many people are in the band?
There's four of us. Drummer is Peter Zink on drums, and Mike Kay on bass, and
of course Jack on the harp, and you on the bottleneck guitar, or you would play a different guitar?
Well, yeah, I don't use my acoustics in that band, but I use electric guitars, but sure. I do a lot of slide.
Yeah. When you listen to acoustic blues, who do you usually listen to? Who do you really like playing acoustic blues?
I like a lot of the old harp players from the Sonny Boy Williams and James Cotton and the old Lightnin' Hopkins, they're the guys that kind of set the standard for acoustic stuff.
Would you say that blues is alive and well here in 2016? Would you say that there's a lot of people into the blues?
More than there were in the 80s, let me tell you.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's gotten more popular.
I think so. Yeah, right. Sure.
We're speaking with the Campbell Stevens Project here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more song?
Yes. Absolutely. Actually, I picked the first two. You can pick one. And may I suggest off the CD?
Yes. Here's one of our favorites. Meet Me Down at Sun's House.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of a fantasy song I wrote that if we were going to go down to Sun House's house, we would...
Is that a person, Sun House? Or
yeah, he was one of the...
old blues guys.
Okay. Old blues guys, yeah.
Shows you how much I know, that's for sure.
This is an educational program.
Yes, it is an educational program. I'm being educated as we go along. Well, here's the Campbell Stevens Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Now meet me down at Sun's house. We're gonna play the blues all night long. Meet me down at Sun's house. We're gonna play the blues all night long. Pass around the bottle. We'll be getting high when the sun goes. Gonna find myself a groove, y'all. Blow like cotton in the wind. Gonna find myself a groove, y'all. Blow like cotton in the wind. Gonna flow like the mighty river. Take these blues around the bend. Show what I'm talking about.
front porch until the early morning light. Cutting heads on the front porch till the early morning ride.
You heard it. That's what we're gonna do, baby.
We ain't gonna stop, y'all, until we get a ride.
Come on, show me, man.
Stevens Project here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was awesome. And so you wrote that song, huh?
That's... Yeah, I did. Actually, I wrote it probably back in 97. I got to open in my old hometown in California. I got to open for one of John Lee Hooker's last concerts in... So I wrote that song to play. That was the first time I debuted that song.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to see John Lee Hooker myself down here in Town Point Park. I think it was the last tour he made before he passed away. He was something.
Oh yeah.
And you got to meet him?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure did.
He's a pretty awesome guy, isn't he?
Unreal. Just yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking with the Campbell Stevens Project. Now, you're going to be at Froggy's this afternoon if people want to go down there and check it out. 5:30 to 8:30 at the Dinner Crowd. So you can go down there and have some dinner and listen to some nice. This will be the format, right? You guys will be playing.
Correct, yes.
Excellent. And the name of the record, again, is Summer Soul Sessions, I guess, or Summer Soul Session, excuse me. And I guess that will be on sale there as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Excellent.
It's on sale here today, right in the studio.
Well, I already have one, though.
I know. They make nice gifts, Hunter.
Yeah. Ooh.
Always the salesman.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Cole, for coming down.
Thank you.
Today.
Thanks for having us.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A nice summertime blues segment here on Under It Sunrise.